Ukraine has accused Russia of launching intercontinental ballistic missiles. The FBI says it thwarted an attack on the New York Stock Exchange. And the Pacific Northwest is experiencing a 1-2 punch as a bomb cyclone combines with an atmospheric river. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile during a morning attack Thursday, November 21st. If confirmed, this would be the first time Russia has used the powerful long-range weapon since the start of the war. Russia's actions follow Ukraine reportedly firing U.S. and British-made missiles at targets inside Russia this week. Russia has said Ukraine's use of Western weapons to strike inside the country would be seen as an escalation in the war. Ukraine said Thursday's attack from Russia targeted critical infrastructure. Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down 6 cruise missiles during the attack. It is not clear yet what specifically the intercontinental ballistic missile targeted or whether it caused any damage in Ukraine. A Florida man is facing charges after being accused of planning to blow up the New York Stock Exchange. The FBI said agents arrested Haroon Abdulmalik Yener, 30, on Wednesday, November 20th. The investigation started in February after the FBI received a tip that Yener was keeping bomb-making supplies in a storage unit. Investigators said they found bomb-making sketches, watches with timers, electronic circuit boards, and other electronics that could be used for building explosive devices in Yener's Coral Springs storage unit. Court documents indicate Yener also told undercover FBI agents he wanted to set off the bomb the week before Thanksgiving. He's also quoted as saying tons of people would support an attack on the stock exchange and that his goal was to reset or reboot the U.S. government. The House Ethics Committee was not able to come to an agreement Wednesday, November 20th, on whether to release the report on its investigation into former Congressman Matt Gaetz, President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General. Since 2021, the committee had been looking into allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use against the Florida lawmaker, though it paused its investigation for a time while the Justice Department conducted a probe of its own. The DOJ ultimately did not file any charges due to credibility problems with the witnesses. The House committee ended its investigation last week after Gaetz resigned as a member of Congress following Trump's nomination. Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. Wednesday's closed-door meeting in Washington, D.C. lasted a little over 2 hours. Republican Congressman Michael Guest of Mississippi, who chairs the committee, told reporters before the start of the meeting that some of the reservations he had about releasing the report were that it was not complete and had not gone through the review process. Meanwhile, ranking Democrat Congresswoman Susan Wild of Pennsylvania said the decision came down to party lines with the 5 Republicans on the panel siding against releasing the report and the 5 Democrats voting in favor of it. Wild said the committee will convene again on December 5th to further consider the matter. Following the panel's meeting, 2 Democratic congressmen each moved to compel a vote from the full House on the issue. The Trump transition team has called the accusations against Gaetz baseless. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance was at the Capitol Wednesday, accompanying Gaetz to meetings with Republican senators. Vance was looking to shore up support prior to a confirmation hearing next year. Gaetz told reporters Wednesday night that senators have been supportive and they have promised a fair process. Parts of the West Coast are now facing a new threat as a deadly bomb cyclone winds down. It's now combining with an atmospheric river. The combination is expected to cause heavy downpours and lead to life-threatening flooding throughout the rest of this week. At least 2 people were killed, and more than 200,000 homes and businesses remain without power in Washington state after hurricane-force winds from the bomb cyclone roared through, triggering mudslides, blocking roads, and damaging homes. Now the atmospheric river is expected to bring up to 16 inches of rain and snow to parts of Northern California and Oregon. It will turn into wet snow at higher elevations in the Cascade Mountains, creating blizzard conditions there. The U.S. government wants to break up Google. The Department of Justice has asked a federal judge to force the sale of the Google Chrome web browser to keep the company from continuing to squash competition through its dominant search engine. This comes after a landmark ruling earlier this year found Google violated U.S. antitrust law to maintain an abusive monopoly over the past decade. In a 23-page document, the Justice Department also called for tighter restrictions to prevent Android from favoring Google's search engine. Bloomberg reported that if the move is approved by a judge, Chrome could sell for as much as $20 billion. History was made at the University of Connecticut Wednesday night. The Huskies' Gino Auriemma became the winningest coach in NCAA Division I basketball history, men or women's. Number two, ranked UConn, defeated Fairleigh Dickinson 85-41, giving Auriemma his 1,217th career win in front of a sold-out hometown crowd, 60-plus former players, and a live goat to signify he is now the GOAT. Auriemma surpassed legendary Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer's record. She had set the record last season before retiring. Vanderveer took over the title of wins leader from longtime Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski. The 70-year-old Auriemma is in his 40th season at UConn. He has led the Huskies to 6 undefeated seasons, 23 Final Fours, and 11 national titles.